சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம். சாப்டர் 6 வெர்ஸ் 40. ஸ்ரீ
பகவானுவாச
பார்த்த நைவேஹ நாமுத்ர விநாஶஸ்தஸ்ய
வித்யதே
நஹி கல்யாண க்ருத் கஶ்சித் துர்கதிம் தாத கச்சதி. When Arjuna raised his doubt regarding a person who has taken sannyasa, renounced his all Vedic duties and have come to Jnana Yoga, by renouncing Vedic duties he has dropped his Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga. Having taken sannyasa, started studying Shastra, that is Jnana Yoga Marga he has chosen. After choosing that Jnana Yoga Marga, studying Shastra, by which he has to attain moksha. So three sadhanas are meant to give three types of benefits. Karma yoga, if you do karma rituals, you can go to swarga. If a person does upasana, he can go to Brahmaloka. If a person studies Shastra and understands, he can get moksha in this Janma itself. Now Arjuna's doubt is, if a person is not able to get the phalam of Jnana Yoga, having dropped the Karma Yoga sadhana, that which can give Swarga, having dropped Upasana Yoga, that which can give Brahmaloka, all the way he has come to Jnana Yoga, but because of some reasons, he is not able or she is not able to attain moksha in this Janma. What will happen to that person? What will happen to that person? Because he could not go to Swarga, he cannot go to Brahmaloka because he has not done that, because he has taken sannyasa. Having come to Vedanta Shastra class, not able to say Aham Brahmasmi, then what will happen to this person? What gati? Will he perish without any gati? For that, Lord Krishna answering in this shloka, 40th shloka, He Partha, Iha Amutra Na Vinashaha Tasya Vidyate. Tasya means of that person. Who is that person? That Jignasu Vividisha Sanyasi, who has taken sannyasa to study Shastra, Veditum Iccha Vividisha, who has taken sannyasa and studying Shastra, such a person who has dropped Karma Yoga, who has dropped Upasana Yoga, who has not completed the Jnana Yoga study thoroughly, failed in receiving Atma Jnanam, tasya, of that person, vinashaha na vidyate. There is no destruction for him. He will not perish. Where iha amutra, before death, even after death, he will not perish. He will not perish. Then what? Iha means in this janma. In this janma means now, here, before death, iha. Amutra means even after death. Vinashaha, destruction, not there. Why? What is the reason? That hetu he gives in the second line. Kalyana krit kaschit, any person, kaschit purushaha, who has taken up that kalyana krit, means study of scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads, Vedanta, scriptures, when he has taken up the study, not doing any rituals at home, not following any stipulated disciplines of Vedic rituals, he do not know or she do not know how to perform also. So Krishna talking about sannyasi. Nowadays all are sannyasis only with regard to Vedic karma. Okay, puriyadho? Lord Krishna talking about a ashrama sannyasi who has renounced that Vedic rituals, Agnihotra, all those rituals, Upasana, Panchayatana Puja, Japa, Dhyana, Tapa, Vratas, all these things. Nowadays all are sannyasis with regard to Vedic karma, rituals and Upasana, because nobody is performing Vedic karma. Nobody is performing elaborate puja, upasana with diksha and all. Who is performing? Therefore, this is relevant to all people. Understand? You are all as good as sannyasis. You are all as good as sannyasis, not within akar ropes. Sannyasis renounce the karmas, having taken akar ropes. Nowadays, grihasthas are also sannyasis without taking akar robes. Because none of them performing Vaidika rituals. That which has to be done by, renounced by sannyasi, grihasthas also have renounced. Upasana chollave venda. Because our whole time is taken by the TV. So that is only upasana. TV program only upasana. Computer only is our upasana, karma yoga. But where yeng irukka time anna? So ellarkume it is relevant. Such a person attends the Bhagavad Gita class. Kalyana krita. Even 1 minute if you listen Bhagavad Gita, it is equal to thousands of yaga phalam. Last class I said, entire prithivi, if you do dhanam, how much phalam comes, that much phalam comes even 1-2 minutes you listen to Bhagavad Gita. So, either he'll get moksha if he understands or she understands here. Suppose he or she is not able to understand, at least he gets secondary benefit. What is that? Punyam. Lot of punyam comes, that is called kalyana krita. So attending Bhagavad Gita class, half an hour you sleep also doesn't matter. Half an hour you listen, even half an hour illa, 15 minutes you listen also. You listen or not, that shabda, Bhagavad Gita shabda, you allow to pass on to your ears, that itself gives swargan. How much benefit? If you allow the Bhagavad Gita Shabda to pass on through your ears, that itself gives punya phalam, swargaloka. So what is our solace here? Whether if we understand, we will get moksha. Primary benefit, mukhya phalam. If you don't understand also, no problem, we will go to at least swarga. So that is the byproduct. Main product, you have to get moksha. Suppose you are not able to understand in between 6th chapter, 7th, 8th, ke nama mudichitan life and nenchukongale. Suppose. Nothing we are going to lose, we are going to get swargaloka. Appo enna artham inge namakku oru lokam oru gati already sanctioned. Either Krishna gati dwara swargaloka or Shukla gati dwara brahmaloka or agati dwara moksha. So therefore coming to Bhagavad Gita class is useful. Kalyanakrit kaschit durgatim nagachati. He will not perish. Durgatim nagachati. Durgatim means adhogati, heena janma. So at least manushya janma is guarantee for you next janma. Swamini, what will be there in Sanchitana? Doesn't matter because you have come all the way to Bhagavad Gita class. Next janma is manushya janma, guarantee. Who says? Lord Krishna says, Durgatim heena janma, pasupakshi janma na gachati. He will not get. Appa, nimmadi. In the Sanchitala, yedi irundalam koda, korango, karupambuchiyo, adella thallito, appadiye. We have pushed it. Why? By coming to Bhagavad Gita class. We have made it, no? Bhagavad Manushya Janma, we have registered. If you don't understand, suppose. If you understand, you are Jivan Muktaha. What a wonder, no? Bhagavad Gita study. Adha Kalyana Krita. What we are doing here? Kalyana Karyam. Mangala Karyam. In Bhagavad Gita class, Kalyana Krita Durgatim Nagachati. He Tata, my dear. Son, he Partha. Up to here, we saw in the last class, Shloka 41.
Prapya punya kritam lokan. Ushitva shashvati samaham. Shuchinam Srimatam Gehem Yoga Bhrashto Bhijayate
Now Lord Krishna talking about the two possibilities. If a person fails attaining Brahma Jnanam in this Janma, claiming Aham Brahmasmi is called Jivan Mukti. While living, I have to claim I am Brahman alone, I am not this body mind complex at all. I am immortal Atman. One has to claim, that is Jivan Mukti. Suppose a person fails to claim this truth, reality, while living, there are two possibilities after death. First possibility he gives in the 41 sloka. The second possibility he gives in the sloka 42. What is the first possibility? He says, this person after death, who the Kalyana Krita, the one who has attended the Bhagavad Gita class, attended few chapters, or attended whole Bhagavad Gita but not understood. Okay, he has left Karma Yoga, Upasana also. This person, Punyakritan Lokan Prapya, he goes to that Lokas which are the lokas attained by those noble persons. Punyakritan means those lokas can be attained by those people who perform all noble actions. Punyakarmas. Whoever perform Punyakarma alone, they can go to that lokas. those lokas, this person who has attended Bhagavad Gita class casually, who has attended Bhagavad Gita classes casually by seeing somewhere the wall poster, he has come and seen and attended. In the person after death, where he goes? Punyakritan lokan. That lokas which are eligible for those people who have done lot of punya karma. And the punya karma kalpanna lokangalaki in the person pova. யாரு ஒரு தர்மக்ஷேத்ரே குருக்ஷேத்ரே கேட்டா ஒரு வாட்டி கிளாஸுக்கு வந்தேன் அவ்வளோதான் புண்ணிய லோகத்துக்கு போயிட்டான் என்ன ஃபார்ச்சுனேட் பாருங்க தர்ஷவால் லார்டு கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் புண்ணியகிருதான் லோகான் பிராப்பிய தென் சாஸ்வதீஹி சமாஹா உஷித்வா After going there to those lokas, Swarga Loka, he lives a long period of time. Shashvati Samaha means Bahuni Varshani, many years, for a long period of time, he lives or she lives there and enjoys throughout year music season. Throughout year dance programs, throughout year amritam, drinking, enjoying, no kosu problem, no electricity problem, no water problem, no hunger thirst problem also happily lives there. Ushitva, vasam krutva, nartham. Anubhuya, having experienced many years, having lived there, he or she resides in that punya loka, punya kritan loka, swarga loka. Shashvati samaha means countless years. Samaha means not equal here. Samaha means varshani. Nityaha samvatsaran, long period of time. ஆகாரந்த ஸ்திரீலிங்க சமா சப்தா சமா சமே சமா சமா சமே சமா மெனி இயர்ஸ் அர்த்தம் சமாஹ தென் ஹேவிங் லிவ்ட் தேர் வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் லேட்டர் அபிஜாயதே ஹீ பார்ன் அகெய்ன் ஆஸ் ஏ ஹியூமன் பீயிங் ஆஸ் பார்ன் Yoga Brashtaha means the one who have failed in the previous Janma is known as Yoga Brashtaha because he couldn't make complete in the previous Janma, that person is called Yoga Brashtaha. Chinna Abhramiva Nashyativani, he asked Arjuna. He will not perish like a cloud. No, that cloud. He will not perish, but he will go to higher lokas as a yoga brashta. He goes there, previous janma yoga brashta becomes a spiritual genius of this birth. Yoga brashta, previous janma, you know, not attended Bhagavad Gita class regularly, sincerely, with commitment. He has gone to punya lokas. Having lived there as a yoga brashta, now he is called known as yoga brashta. Who failed to attain or assimilate or claim aham brahmasmi in this life is called a yoga brashtaha. Yogat chalitaha saha yoga brashtaha. But having gone to Punya Lokas, that Yoga Brashta, Ushitva Shashvati Samaha, again he comes back to human life where Shuchinam Shrimatam Gehe, he will or she will born in a rich cultured family. Shuchinam means a clean family. A family in which the people are very, very pure. Suchi means clean and artham. Here clean means what? Samskaravantaha. samskrita purushaha. The parents, those who are very, very refined parents, very pure, very cultured, and rich, dhimatam, rich. Sufficient richness is there with full of values in that family. That's why shuchinam, shrimatam. If shuchi illamal, shrimatam is only there, suppose. This yoga brashta born in a rich family, what will happen, you know? Only rich family he born, this person will go to a 5-star hotel. Because a lot of money is there. Instead of working for spirituality, he will work for what? Another spirit. Ange poi ennanamo spirit kudipa. 5-star, 3-star kella poi. That is why Lord Krishna puts that adjective, Shrimatam Shuchinam. Shuchinam Shrimatam. Shuchinam means cultured, dharmic people. Those who have belief in Shastra and scriptures. Very cultured family. That is Shuchinam, dharmic, refined, religious, cultured, prosperous family. Cultured, prosperous family. A family in which they follow religious duties and festivals, and they do lot of dharmic activities, and they follow all values, and do lot of contributions to the society, dhanam, and temple renovations, and so many things they are doing in that family, because a lot of wealth is there. So automatically this child who was yoga brashta, born in this family, is a spiritual genius. Previous life yoga brashta is a spiritual genius of this life. Previous yoga brashta is spiritual genius of this life. Yoga brashta of this life will be spiritual genius of next birth. How many of you are going to be yoga brashtas or spiritual genius? We do not know. Spiritual genius is means what? Enna spiritual genius in elidirukuma thalamela enna. Spiritual genius is one, at very young age, he loves to go to temples, doing puja, ashramas, and liking for sannyasis, attending Bhagavad Gita classes at very young age, when hair is very black. Very young age he goes to that. And people in the family also look at this boy. Why at very young age he is going to Bhagavad Gita class, attending Vedanta class, going Swamiji ki Swamini ki pinnadi porani. And parents may wonder, but the boy likes to go to those places because of previous vasana, because of previous inclination. That is why mother can give birth only to the physical body, not for a subtle body, not for sukshma shariram. The boy carries, or the girl carries her sukshma shariram, manas, vasanas, inclination from previous janmas. Therefore, we see in many families, if they have 4 or 5 children, one son is Nastika, another son is Astika. For example, you see the Tyagaraja brother, he is always money-minded person, Saint Tyagaraja's brother. But Tyagaraja is a full devotee of Rama. Great spiritual genius, Tyagaraja. From childhood onwards, he was worshipping Lord Rama, Rama, Rama. Whereas his brother is money, no, all the time. They both of them born to the same parents. That it shows what mother can give only to that outer shell. Birth to outer shell, not to the sukshma shariram, linga shariram. That is why Srimatam Shuchinam Gehe, in their house, Yoga Bhrashtaha, the one who failed in previous Janma, Yoga Bhrashtaha, Abhijayate, born in this life, in this family. Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yoga Bhrashtaha Abhijayate. Next shloka. This is the first possibility. Okay. Yoga Bhrashtaha. Somebody said, suppose you miss the bus in this, when you are standing for bus. You miss this bus, for the next bus, you are the first who is entering. Because you are standing, heavy queue is there, bus is very rush. You have missed the bus and you are waiting for the next bus. For next bus, you are the first person. That means what? Early you enter the bus. Adimadri, Yoga Bhrashtaha is one who enters the spiritual inclination in the next birth at a very early age. That's why spiritual geniuses are there. Now we can see in the world. At early age, they take sannyasa and they study scriptures and they start teaching and they propagate. They are called spiritual genius. Highly genius, na? They understand as though they have heard, because they already heard previous Janma. So they understand very easily. Now we look at that boy or girl, very young, 20-year-old, then even kept puriyarde, enak puriyamaatingarde. You have to calculate previous age also. Now he is 20. Previous age la 60 years padichu puriyala. Appo 60 plus 20, 80. That boy is 80-year-old. Puriyarado? That is why in the class also, each student understands differently. Teacher is same, teaching is same, but the student's grasping, understanding is different. Why? Who decides that? Not the teacher, not the teaching. Their previous samskara, their previous sadhana, previous vasana, jnanam, they brought forward. That is what Lord Krishna assuring here. Hey Arjuna, whatever he or she has received in the previous Janma will not go waste, brought forward like your savings bank book. Old book is over. The banker, he gives that new book. When they give new book, first what you see? Balance, previous balance brought forward irka illya. So alert in brought forward. Adi madri Lord also sees that punya account, bank account, he brings brought forward in this Janma. When in Madras, in Pongal, 3 days, people are so busy. Why you people only have to come here? Thousands and thousands of millions of people are so busy. Why you have chosen to come here to this class now? Tell me, what is the reason you can give? Only this sloka. This sloka tells they are pulled towards that San Vedanta classes. They love waiting for Wednesday class. That is aushadham for them. Bhagavad Gita class is the aushadham. They are waiting to see Swamini and study Bhagavad Gita. Na. Other people think in the family, even kenda paityam manenupa. Other people in the family consider this person yannamo pandra pavam. They think like that. They do not know this shloka. You understand how you are coming here? You yourself do not know until you study this sloka. You yourself do not know until you study this sloka and understand Yoga Bhrashtaha Abhijayate Suchinam Srimatam Gehim. In a rich cultured family, If they are not rich, suppose a person born in a very poor family, slum area, what will happen? Struggling for food. For that person, you cannot say, Sari avastatraya sakshi, panchakosha vilakshanaha atma. You cannot tell to that slum people, those who are struggling for food, one day meal, those who are struggling, can you talk this Vedanta to them? How difficult for them. For such people, you cannot teach Vedanta. To whom you can teach Vedanta? Those who have sufficiently can fulfill their basic needs. Shelter, clothing, food. Sufficiently there without any worry. Therefore, such people only can focus on Shastra. Here, Srimata means not only rich, I am talking too rich. The rich people means here, they have sufficient food, sufficient shelter and clothing for their life protection. They need not worry for their life, livelihood. They can happily come and attend and receive the teaching. This true or not now? It is true. A poor person who is slum area, those who are not having any samskara and not having prosperity at all, for them it is very difficult. Now you see, birth in a rich family, mediocre rich family or high rich family with culture, such a great punya that is. That is a great punya. But you see, there are many rich families, all are not coming to Vedanta. Richness is not there, they cannot come. If poverty is there, they cannot come. But there are many rich people, many, many rich people are there. All of them are coming to Vedanta class. No. Why? They don't have suchi. They don't have samskara. Parents do not have any samskara, culture, religion. Therefore, children also cannot carry that. So, both are important. Now, we understand. Richness alone cannot bring the person to get some Vedanta classes, or only shuchi is there. That comes later shloka, he says, that possibility. So, what is most important is cultured family. Culture is very important. Dharmikata, value-based lifestyle, that is very important. Therefore, how fortunate we are now. Count your blessings. We have to count our blessings. Idi paakamale namma enak adi illa idu illa ella koraye bhagavan edhuk ipdi pandra edhuk enna pandra. You are really fortunate. Count your blessings. Thank the Lord. Suchina Srimatange. Next possibility in the next shloka. 42.
Athava yoginamevam. Kule bhavati dhimatam. Etaddhi durlabhataram. Jan loke janmaya didrisham.
Athava, otherwise. Otherwise means, other than that Shuchinam Srimatam Gehe, cultured rich family, Yoga Bhrashta can born. Or, there is a second possibility also, Arjuna, Athava, Yoginam Eva, Yoginam Kule Eva, Dhimatam Yoginam, you have to supply. Together, dhimatam yoginam. Dhimatam yoginam. Here, yoginam means karma yoginam. Dhimatam means buddhimatam. Buddhimatam. Previous shloka, Srimatam. Here, Dhimatam. In the previous shloka, parents were not Dhimatam. Okay, parents were not focused to Shastra. Parents, father, mother do not have any Brahma Jnanam. Previous first possibility. They are only rich people, but cultured people. They are dharmic. But they have not exposed to Shastra Brahma Vidya. But they can provide everything for their son or daughter. உனக்கு என்ன வேணுமோன்னு பண்ணிக்கோ, என்னென்ன படிச்சுக்கோன்னு சொல்லுவான். அந்த அளவுக்கு தார்மிகதா இருக்குது, அந்த அளவுக்கு கல்ச்சர் இருக்குது அந்த பேரண்ட்ஸுக்கு. என்ன ஃபஸ்ட்டு பாசிபிலிட்டியில் ஓகே, அங்கே ஸ்ரீமதாம் சுச்சீனாம் ஸ்ரீமதாம். ஹியர் வந்து யோகினாம் தீமதாம். யோகினாம்னு ஹியர் த பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் கர்ம யோகிஸ், யோகினாம் கர்ம யோகினாம்னு அர்த்தம். இந்த விசிஷ்டத்வயம் ரொம்ப விசேஷமான இது. தீஹி மீன்ஸ் ஆத்மஜானம், தீமான் ஆத்மஜானி. இன் வைஸ் சேஜஸ் ஃபேமிலி ஹி பார்ன், லைக் பிருகு மகர்ஷி. பிருகு பார்ன் டு வருண அண்ட் லேர்ன்ட் பிரம்ம வித்யா ஃப்ரம் ஹிஸ் ஓன் ஃபாதர். பிருகுர்வை வாருணி வருணம் பிதரமுபசசார அதிஹி பகவோ பிரம்மேதி. தகும் ஹோவாச்ச தபசா பிரம்ம விஜிஜாசஸ்வ. வருணா தி ஃபாதர் டாட் பிரம்ம வித்யா டு ஹிஸ் ஓன் சன் பிருகு மகர்ஷி. தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? வருணா வாஸ் ஏ யோகி ஆஸ் வெல் ஆஸ் தீமதா, தீமான். So, a person who is a Brahmajnani as well as yogi, na, karma yogi in earth, followed all the rituals. In Srimatam place, la, parents were not that much followers of shastric injunctions. But here, full and full, parents are in Vedic lifestyle. Full and full. Yogi naam kule means, kule means here, daridranam. In poor family, poverty. Yogi naam means karma yogi naam. The one who, the parents perform karma yoga, nishkama karma, and lives a Vedic lifestyle, like Shuka Maharshi, Vasishta Maharshi, Agastya Maharshi, all these Maharshis, Ashwapatvi Maharaja, all of them were, in the previous shloka you take Ashwapati Maharaja, Janaka Maharaja, you can take. Here you can take all poor Brahmanish family. No, very, very poor, but they are jnanis. Therefore, they never look at their poverty as a poverty. They convert their poverty as an advantage. Suppose they won't get food sufficiently. It is a vratam for them, upavasa. It is a upavasa vratam for those people. One day food is not available also, doesn't matter. But they never stop their anushthanam. And they teach to mother also a jnani, suppose. She can teach to her daughter or son. But durlabhataram. Krishna says, it is very, very difficult to find such a family. A father, Brahma jnani, mother, Brahma jnani, teaching to their children. Durlabhataram, manushyanam sahasresh. Very rare. ப்ரீவியஸ் வந்து துர்லபம். கெட்டிங் பர்த் இன் ஏ தீமதாம் ஸ்ரீமதாம் ஸ்ரீமதாம் சுச்சீனாம் கிரகம் இட் செல்ஃப் டிஃபிகல்ட், துர்லபம், ரேர். திஸ் இஸ் ரேரர், rarest, very difficult. Getting birth in a family where father and mother both, or at least one, is a Brahmajnani. And on the parents, paranda kolanda eppadi irukum Brahmajnani aiduva. Madalasa is a Brahmajnani. Madalasa taught to her 7 children, one son came for Brahma Vidya. And she taught to that boy entire Brahma Vidya, Madalasa. Like many Maharshis, now Vyasa Maharshi taught Brahma Vidya to his son Shuka Maharshi. Varuna taught to his son Bhrigu Maharshi. Shvetaketu learned from his father Uddalaka. That means how great they are now. Durlabhataram, he says, very difficult. Etad hi janma loke idrisham janma. Idrisham. Idrisham, ipidipatta janma. In a yoga brashta taking birth in a poor, wise family. Very, very rare. Why rare? Na? Why durlabhataram? Lord Krishna says, first of all, in grihasthas, jnanis are very rare. Almost they are all sannyasis only. Grihasthas la jnanis irikkarad very rare. Engyo janaka, engyo vashishta, engyo ashwapati madre. But in sannyasis, jnanis are much more. Adhanaala grihasthallo jnani irikkarad romba romba kashtam. Very difficult. And they have to teach to their children and the kulatra porakanu. Enna chances irukka paarunga, very rare, you know, it has to happen. Very, very rare. That is why Lord Krishna says, etad hi janma, this type of birth. This very rare indeed, durlabham, loke, in this world. Idrusham janma, such a birth. Taking birth, yoga brashta, taking birth in a poor and sage family is very rare. Engyo nadakkum, andha madri. Now you see, what are all families you are seeing, where they are. Where they are. Neither shuchi, nor yogi, nor dhimatam. Either Srimatam or Bhoginam. They are only enjoying pleasures. Nowadays you see the families full and full of kavo pivo maja karona. Struggling for this stomach and earning. This is the life, this is the destination. Vere onname kadaiyadana. They never know that importance of human birth. This human birth alone is the rarest opportunity. Let me make use of this life. Ippiravi tappinal, ippiravi vaikkumo, let me not waste this life. And yetna per irukka inge? Very rare. That is why all Bhagavad Gita classes, Upanishad classes, students are in minority number. How can you say it is very, very rare? Na? Class paathale theriyume. Krishna சொல்றாரு கிளாஸ் பார்த்தாலே தெரியும் அங்கே கும்பலே இருக்க மாட்டான் காளியா இருக்கும் ஸோ என்ன துர்லபதரம் துர்லபம் துர்லபதரம் 99% of humanity is in materialistic world living like an animal life only sense pleasures struggling for security, happiness in the life. By the time struggling, they become old and they die like that. Eeshal madri. And the eeshal enna pannu? Konja neram vandudum, anga apdiye flying and jappunu vidum. After some time, ants will come and eat. Entire humanity, 99% is like eeshal. And the 1% la, எங்கேயாவது தப்பி தவறி வந்த எய்தர் ஹி பிகம் ஏ ஜீவன் முக்தா ஆர் ஷி பிகம் ஏ ஜீவன் முக்தா ஆர் யோக பிரஷ்டா ரெண்டு கேட்டகரி இந்த கிளாஸுக்கு வரவங்கள்னு 1% அந்த 1%லாம் 0.5%மோ 0.5% 3/4 வச்சுக்கலாமா. 3/4 வந்து யோகா பிரஷ்டா. என்னோடய கிளாஸ் பற்றி சொல்லலை, அதர் கிளாஸஸில். என்னோடய கிளாஸில் எல்லாம் ஜீவன் முக்தாஸ் தான். ஓகே, ஐ வித் பாசிட்டிவ் ஹோப்ஸ் ஐ ஆம் டெல்லிங். தட் இஸ் வெரி வெரி டிஃபிகல்ட். ஹூ நோஸ் ஹூ வில் பிகம் யோகா பிரஷ்டா, ஹூ இஸ் கோயிங் டு பிகம் ஏ ஜீவன் முக்தா அன்னது. இட் டிபெண்ட்ஸ் ஆன் தேர் ஓன் சம்ஸ்காரம், இன்க்ளினேஷன். ஓகே, திஸ் இஸ் த செகண்ட் பாசிபிலிட்டி. தட் இஸ் வாட் இஸ் ஏ அதவா யோகினாமேவ குலே பவதி. குலே என்ன? பூர் ஃபேமிலி. தீமதாம், தட் இஸ் வை தே ஆர் ரிச் இன் நாலேஜ், நாட் ரிச் இன் வெல்த். தே டோன்ட் ஹாவ் வெல்த். யூ சீஸ் மெனி பூர் ஃபேமிலிஸ், மெனி செயின்ட்ஸ் பார்ன் இன் வெரி 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 பூர் ஃபேமிலிஸ். இன் ஒன் டே, ஈவன் சிங்கிள் டே, தே தாட் ஆஃப் திஸ் பாவர்ட்டி, இட் இஸ் அ பாவர்ட்டி. தே வர் ஸோ ஹாப்பி after listening to these classes also. How many parents are having that zeal, interest to bring their children to Vedanta? You cannot bring unless the child has got purva janma samskara. So you can provide some atmosphere, spiritual atmosphere. You cannot make the horse to drink water. You can take the horse to near the water. How much control you have on your children, now you understand? You can take the horse near the water, you cannot make the horse to drink water. Therefore, don't feel guilty when your children are coming to scriptures. Scriptural study, when your children are not interested, they are materialistic, they are going, don't worry. And they have carried their own inclination. You need not feel guilty. They are born with their own samskara. So you pray for them for next janma. அவங்களுக்கு எப்படியாவது நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மாவுக்கு இந்த ஜீவனுக்கு கொஞ்சம் சம்ஸ்காரம் வரட்டும். இப்போ வந்து 5-star ஹோட்டலுக்கு வந்து சுற்றிட்டு இருக்கான், இந்த ரிச்னஸில் பணத்தில் மயங்கிட்டு இருக்கான், பணம் பணம் பணம்னு. அந்த பிரம்ம வித்யாக்காக இஸ் நாட் ஸ்பெண்டிங் டைம். பட் ஐ ஹாவ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் த இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பிரம்ம வித்யா நவ். Let this jiva who is in the form of my son or daughter, apdi pallu kadichi, who is in the form of my son or daughter, let this jiva get inclination the next birth. Ani konja pray pannunga avangalukku, avladha. Adhe thavari namma onnume panna mudiyadhu. I want to bring my husband, I want to bring my daughter, I want to bring my son. Idhu enna un kaiyila irukka enna? Nobody is having that control. Purva janma samskar. That is what Lord Krishna says. Etad hi durlabhataram janma. E loke idrisham janma durlabhataram. Very, very rare, Arjuna. Second possibility. Therefore, yoga brashta kalyana krita never perish. Either he comes as a yoga brashta, born as a spiritual genius in this birth, get jeevan mukti. இப்ப என்ன அர்த்தம் இதுக்கு? சாராம்சம் என்ன? பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸுக்கு வந்த என்ன? ஏதர் ஸ்வர்கலோக ஆர் ஜீவன் முக்தி. ஜீவன் முக்தி நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த்ல வரும், அவ்வளவுதான். யூ ஆர் ரிஜிஸ்டரிங் ஜீவன் முக்தி ஃபார் நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த், நாட் யூ, அதர் பீப்புள். ஓகே, எனக்கு இந்த ஜென்மலேயே மோக்ஷம் சுவாமி. சப்போஸ் எனிபடி இஸ் ஹேவிங் சச் ஃபீலிங், யூ ஆர் ரிஜிஸ்டரிங், இங்கேயே எழுதிட்டு போறேள், நெக்ஸ்ட் ஜென்மால ஜீவன் முக்தி. இப்போ இந்த ஜென்மாவுக்கு என்ன வரும்? இந்த பாடிக்கு அப்புறம் ஸ்வர்க, அப்புறம் யோக பிரஷ்டனாகி போய் அங்கே போய் திருப்பி ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஜீனியஸ். அப்பா, எல்லாரும் உங்கள் பக்கமே பார்த்துட்டே இருப்பான். அவனுக்கு தெரியாது நீங்கள் எல்லாம் கிளாஸ் எல்லாம் முன்னாடி அட்டெண்ட் பண்ணி வந்துட்டேன். அவங்களுக்கு தெரியாது. போத் த வேஸ் யூ ஆர் இன் அட்வான்டேஜஸ் பொசிஷன் ஆர் நாட். தேர் ஃபோர் வாட் கண்டினியூ ஃபர்தர் ஃபர்தர் கிளாஸஸ் கிளாஸஸ் கிளாஸஸ். வாட் இஸ் கோயிங் ஆன் ஹியர்? ஜான யஜ்ஞம். வை லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் தி இம்பார்ட்டன்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஆத்ம வித்யா இஸ் ஸோ கிரேட். தி பகவத்கீதா இஸ் ஸோ பவித்ரம், it makes the person pure. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ತತ್ರ ತಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಂಯೋಗಂ ಲಭತೆ ಪೌರ್ವಂ ದೇಹಿಕಂ ಯತತೇ ಚ ತತೋ ಭೂಯಃ ಸಂಸಿದ್ಧೌ ಕುರು ನಂದನ. Once if the person, the yoga bhrashta, born as a spiritual genius in this life, how his or her perseverance towards shastra, na Vedanta study alone is primary. All other pursuits are secondary. Family, children, other earnings are all secondary. Never bother about that. Whole mind is focused to Vedanta, Vedanta, Vedanta class. All the time, that person is called a spiritual genius. Avanukku Vedantam thavara vere onnum pidikadhu, first of all. Adhudha, it shows that you are real yoga bhrashta nartha. Casual padikkavanga pathi na pesala. People, those who study casually for time pass, those yoga bhrashtas who are spiritual genius now they are committed here. Vedanta class alone is primary. Study of scriptures alone is primary. That is the predominant role. Avanga manasila vandi 99% occupied for what? Na scriptural study. 1% they spend, their mind is occupied for food, taking care of the body, taking care of surroundings, that's all. 1% only. 99% shastra. Tat chintanam, tat kathanam, anyonyat tat prabodhanam. Eppume adhe yochanalo irupa. Appadi irunda, that person is called spiritual genius. ಅವನಿಗೆ ಖಂಡಿಪ್ಪ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಹೊಂದಿದ ಆಹುವಿಂದ ಜನ್ಮಲು. ನೋ ಒನ್ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಬ್ರಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್. ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ವಾಟ್, ಲುಕ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ತತ್ರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಎನ್ವಿರಾನ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಯೋಗಿನಾಂ ಕುಲೇ ಇನ್ ದ ನ್ಯೂ ಜನ್ಮ. ತತ್ರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಇಮ್ಯಾಜಿನ್ ನೌ that yoga bhrashta is in a family who is born here. Tatra, in that atmosphere of new janma, yoginam kule, when the spiritual genius is born, or yoga bhrashta of previous janma born in this life, labhate buddhi yogam, tam buddhi yogam, paurvadehikam buddhi yogam labhate. ಅದೇ ಬ್ರಾಡ್ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್ಗೆ ಯೋ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ನಮ್ಮೇನೆ ಸೊಲ್ಲ ಬ್ರಾಡ್ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್. ಪೌರ್ವದೈಹಿಕಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯೋಗಂ ಲಭತೆ. ಪೌರ್ವದೈಹಿಕಂ ಅಂದರೆ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಜನ್ಮ. ಅಂದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಜನ್ಮ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯೋಗ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಜ್ಞಾನ, ದ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್. ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ. ಆತ್ಮ ನಿತ್ಯ ಬುದ್ಧ ಶುಕ್ತ ಶುದ್ಧ ಅಪ್ರಮೇಯ ಸ್ವಪ್ರಕಾಶ ಅವ್ಯಯ ಸರ್ವಗತಃ. ಹೆಂಗೂ ಕೆಟ್ಟ ಮಾದರಿ ಇರ್ಗೆ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಅದೆಲ್ಲ ಜ್ಞಾಪಕ ಮಾಡೋ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಜನ್ಮಾನ. ರೊಂಬ ಸುಲಭವಾಗಿ ಇರ್ಕೆ ಶಾಸ್ತ್ರಂ, ರೊಂಬ ಈಸಿಯಾಗಿ ಇರ್ಕೆ ಅನ್ನ. ರೊಂಬ ಈಸಿಯಾಗಿ ಏನು ಇರ್ಕಾದು, ಮುನ್ನಾಡ ಜನ್ಮಲೋ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ಎಲ್ಲ ಕಟ್ ಪಣ್ಣಿ ಪೋಯಿಟ್ಟು ಇಲ್ಲಯೋ ಅಪ್ಡಿದ ಇಪ್ಪಡಿ ಮುಡಿಯ. ಅದನ್ನ ಅಪ್ಪು ತಪ್ಪಿಚ್ಚಾಲೂ ಕೂಡ ಇಪ್ಪು ತಪ್ಪಿಚ್ಚಕ ಮುಡಿಯಾದೆ. ಪುರಿಯರ್ದಾ ಎಪ್ಪೋ ಯಾರೋ ಸೊನ್ನಾನು ಕಾದಲ್ಲಿ ವಿಳಿದು ಟಪ್ಪನ್ನು ಒಂದಿಟ್ಟ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ಗೆ, ಅಪ್ಪಡಿ ಏನೋ ಫಿವಿಕಾಲ್ ಮಾದ್ರೆ ಒಟ್ಟಿಗಿಟ್ಟ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ಗೆ. ಎನ್ನಡ ಅನ್ನ ಅವನಿಗೂ ತಿಳಿಯಾದು. ಪೂರ್ವಜನ್ಮ ಸಂಸ್ಕಾರ ಪುಷ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಅಮೇಝಿಂಗ್. ನಾವು ಪೂರ್ವಜನ್ಮ ಇರ್ಕಾ ಇಲ್ಲಿಯಾ ಸೊಲ್ಲುಂಗ. ಇಪ್ಪೋ ಇರ್ಕ ಇದು ವೆಚ್ಚಿಂಡೇ ಸೊಲ್ಲಲ್ಲ ಪೂರ್ವಜನ್ಮ ಇರುಕ 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 ಅನ್ನ. ಓಕೆ, ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಂಯೋಗಂ ಲಭತೆ. ಇಪ್ಪು ನಮಗೆ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ವರದೆ ಇಲ್ಲಯಾ, ಅಂದ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಯೋಗಂ ಕೊಂಚ ಇಪ್ಪದಾಗ ಜ್ಞಾಪಕ ವರದೆ ಅನ್ನ. ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಂಯೋಗಂ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಪೂರ್ವ ಕರ್ಮ ಪೂರ್ವ ಉಪಾಸನ ಪೂರ್ವ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞ ಎಲ್ಲ ಬ್ರಾಡ್ ಫಾರ್ವರ್ಡ್ ನೋ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೋಡೆ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟೋಡೆ ವರ್ಣ ಪೂರ್ವ ಕರ್ಮ ಪೂರ್ವ ಉಪಾಸನ ಪೂರ್ವ ಪ್ರಜ್ಞ ಕ್ಲಾಸಸ್ ಅಟೆಂಡ್ ಪಡೆದು ಕೊಂಚ ಕೊಂಚ ಹಂಗೆ ಹಂಗೆ ಬಾಕಿ ಇರ್ಕೊಳ್ಳೋದೆಲ್ಲ ಅಪಡಿಯೇ ಒಂದು ಜ್ಞಾಪಕತ್ತಕ್ಕೆಲ್ಲ ಸೊ ನೌ ಯು ಆರ್ ಸಿಟ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ವಿತ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಶೆಲ್ ದಿಸ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಈಸ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಶೆಲ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದ ಸಟಲ್ ಬಾಡಿ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ವೆರಿ ವೆರಿ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಇನ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂ ಬಾಡಿ A new container, old content. New container with old content. That is why Guru also cannot know who is a spiritual genius. Avanukku da theriyanum. Puriyaradha, puriyillaya, ani Guru kennume theriyadhu. Guru paati Guru solinde porar. Avanukku purinja sari, puriyattalana next birth all the best. ಓಕೆ ಪೌರದೇಹಿಕಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯೋಗಂ ಲಭತೆ ತಂ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯೋಗಂ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ವಿತ್ ದಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ತಮ್ ಅಂದ ರೊಂಬ ಮುಖ್ಯಂ ತಮ್ ಅನ್ನ ಅಂಧ ಬುದ್ಧಿಯೋಗಂ ದಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ಪುಣ್ಯಕರ್ಮ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಉಪಾಸನ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಾಫ್ ಅಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಹಾಫ್ ಅಟೆಂಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರಲ್ ಸ್ಟಡಿ ಅದೆಲ್ಲ அதனால் இப்போ படித்தா சரி நெக்ஸ்ட் பர்த்தில் படிக்க தான் ஆகணும் புரியுது யூ கெனாட் போஸ்ட் போன் பௌர்வதேகிகம் புத்தியோகம் லபதே தென் வாட் யததே ச தத்தஹா பூயா சம்சித்தௌ யததே ஹி புட்ஸ் ஆர் ஷி புட்ஸ் அன் எஃபர்ட் ஸ்ட்ரைவ்ஸ் பிரயத்னம் கரோதி யததே மீன்ஸ் பிரயத்னம் கரோதி Because of, Po, Gita class, Po, and Pinnani, Yedho, and somebody is pushing this person. And the Kashayam Paatha, Udana, Yedho, the attraction. Sanyasir Paatha, Udana, Udi, Namaskaram, Pandu, Sashtanga, Vidarudhu. Yaro push Pandra Madhari, Irukkun, Thondrudhu. Pura Janma Samskara, push this body, go. எனக்கே தெரியல சுவாமி நான் எப்படி வந்தான்னு சொல்லுவா சில ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸு எனக்கே தெரியும் உனக்கு எப்படி தெரியும் பூர்வஜன்ம சம்ஸ்கார புஷ் திஸ் அது மயிலாப்பூர் கிளப்பில் வைக்கட்டும் எங்கே வச்சினாலும் கிளப்பாவது கிளிப்பாவது நான் வந்து பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ் படித்து தான் ஆகணும் தே டோன்ட் பாதர் சி வாட் வி ஆர் ரன்னிங் ஹியர் ஹோல் மெட்டீரியலிஸ்டிக் வேர்ல்டு த கிளப் வி ஆர் ரன்னிங் வாட் ஃபார் யோகா பிரஷ்டாஸ்க்கு ஸ்பிரிச்சுவல் ஜீனியஸுக்கு பகவத்கீதா நடக்கிறது யார் இடம் கொடுக்கலன்னா இங்கே போட்டு வச்சுடுவோம் அவ்வளோதான் எங்கே இடம் கிடைக்கிறதோ அங்கே பகவான் ஹி ப்ரொவைட் த பிளேஸ் விடமாட்டார் அதுதான் ததஹா பூயஹா மீன்ஸ் எகெயின் ததஹா பூயஹான்னா மோர் அண்ட் மோர் எஃபர்ட் டைம் ஆகிறது லைஃப் ஆகிண்டு இருக்கேன் எப்படி படிக்கிறது இதெல்லாமே அந்த எகெயின் வித் மோர் இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் மோர் க்யூரியாசிட்டி தஸ்மாத் ததஹ மீன்ஸ் தஸ்மாத் பூர்வகிருதாத் சம்ஸ்காராத் பூயஹ ததஹ மீன்ஸ் பூர்வகிருத சம்ஸ்காராத் பூயஹ மீன்ஸ் பகுதரம் ஃபர்தர் அண்ட் ஃபர்தர் சம்சித்தௌ யததே ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் ஃபுல்ஃபில்மெண்ட் சம்சித்தௌ மீன்ஸ் மோக்ஷாய ஃபார் தி சேக் ஆஃப் மோக்ஷா சம்சித்தி நிமித்தம் நிமித்த சப்தமி யததே பூயா புட் எஃபர்ட் மோர் அண்ட் மோர் ஃபார் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் நைஸ் ஸ்லோகாஸ் பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்சதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே ஓம் சாந்தி 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 ஹரிஹி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ ஹரிஹி ஓம்